Good morning. Today we are building on what we saw yesterday, the Shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein. In order to enter into a partnership of Yisachar Zvulun, you need an explicit agreement between the worker and the learner. So we're going to build on that. Amir Tashema, we're going to see, does the same thing apply if you want to divide up a schar, or you assist somebody in doing a mitzvah? Do you need to make an explicit condition with them, like a shutlus, a partnership, to participate in the mitzvah? So in fact, the Nitziv in his Tshuvas Meshiv Davar brings a stira between a Gemara and a Mishnah as follows. There is a Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that says as follows, that the Nevi'im, whenever they had a Nevuah, they had the Nevuah. In other words, these were very special things that we're about to say. They had a Nevuah for the following. Somebody who marries his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, the Nevi'im, all the Brachos of the Nevi'im, they're talking about those people. And number two example, somebody who does business with the Talmud Chacham, you enable him to earn a parnasa by doing business with him. Indeed, that is somebody who's enabling somebody to learn Torah. And number three, somebody who indeed enables a Talmud Chacham to benefit from his assets, from his property, from his income. So you're benefiting a Talmud Chacham from your property. You're enabling him to learn. Accordingly, that's the Nevi'im said very positive things, obviously, about these three categories of people. So the Gemara, based on that, continues and says, Aval, the Talmidei Chachamim Atzman Ein Lo Ra'ata. When it comes to the Talmidei Chachamim who are doing the learning of Torah themselves, that is an even bigger schar. The eye can't even see it. It's such a huge amount of schar for that. So based on this Gemara, what we are learning is that there is indeed a distinction between somebody who benefits others who are learning, who enables them to learn, even though he enables them to learn, enables them to earn a parnasa, he gives them sustenance. But we see explicitly the Gemara is telling us that somebody who does the learning themselves, does the learning himself, is getting way more schar than somebody who facilitates that learning. So that is the Gemara from Brachos. And the Nitziv brings, but there's a apparently contradictory Mishnah in Makos that says that liten schar l'maseya lo se mitzvah ke ose mitzvah. We give schar to someone who enables somebody to do a mitzvah, just like he did the mitzvah himself. If you assist somebody in doing the mitzvah, somebody did a mitzvah because you enabled it, you assisted that person. Indeed, it's as if you did the mitzvah. So we see on the one hand that based on the Gemara and Brachos, there's a difference between somebody who enables another to learn and somebody who learns. Learning is on a much higher level, or a higher level at least. And based on the Mishnah and Makos, we see that it's the same. You enable somebody, it's as if, or even you just assist somebody, it's as if you did the mitzvah yourself. So the Nitziv answers as follows. It depends what we're talking about. When it comes to non-learning mitzvahs, that's what the Mishnah in Makos is talking about. When it's a mitzvah and you help somebody to do a mitzvah, you don't need to make an explicit condition, an explicit agreement between them. The fact is that if you assist somebody doing a mitzvah, it's as if you did the mitzvah yourself. That contrasts to what we're discussing in the Gemara and Brachos when it comes to learning of a Torah. That if somebody assists somebody in learning a Torah, enables somebody to learning the Torah, it is not like he did the learning himself, unless you have an explicit condition, an explicit agreement between the two. And when you do have that explicit agreement, indeed, that is when the person who enables, the person who supports, the person who's working, who enables that learning, that is when it as if that person did the learning himself. When in the context of learning Torah, somebody simply supports another, but did not have that explicit agreement, that is not as if he is doing the learning himself. So that is the approach of the Nesiv that fits in very nicely with what we said in Rav Moshe Feinstein, that you need an explicit agreement between the two. Just we will mention that there are views that disagreed. For example, the Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov says, apparently, he brings a source from a Rashi, that even without an explicit condition, even somebody who supports somebody learning and his intention is, Rakesha Machziko Bichtesh Yelos Chust B'Torah, so the person who is working indeed has the intention that he wants to have that schus in the learning of the person who is learning, then it could be that even in the absence of that condition, but it is his intention, according to the Chalkas Yaakov, that would be sufficient. Have a wonderful day.